Parshas Tetzava, we have here the Chura. Most of the Parsha, a big part of the Parsha deals with Bigdei Kehuna, and that's basically what it should be about. That's the first Parsha Truma deals with Klei HaMishkan itself, and this is with Bigdei Kehuna. The exception here is the beginning of it, the Shema Zayis. The truth is, the Parsha Shema Zayis doesn't seem to belong either of two places. Lamashal, when you have the Mizbeach listed here, you don't have the Mizbeach as all the Korbanis listed, you have just the Kelim. So you had the Menorah, you had the Menorah. If anything, you should have attached the Shema to the Menorah. The next parsha starts V'atakev lechas Aaron Achich v'Esponavitoi, and that is all the Bigdei Kehuna. So the parsha, the parsha Shema Zayisach over here, doesn't really seem to have a place bechlal. We once spoke the Keteris Lamashal. There's a parsha in Kisisa, which starts with it's sort of the break is clear. You finish over here, Parsha Tetzava, you finish all the Kalim, then you start the how to make, you have the Shkolim, and then you have the Kiyar, and then the Kteris. You do have the Korban Tamid, which is right at the end of the Parsha, after you have the Miluim. So that's not so hard to understand, because the Miluim is you have Bigdei Kehuna, you have the Miluim of the Kohanim, how they become Kohanim, and then the Avodah Tmidus of the Tamid. This Parashat Kaponim seems to be stuck in neither here nor there, and it's interesting. If I say that Kilu, there was a sense that it belongs somewhere, some Kesher with Bigdei Kehuna rather than with the Kalim itself. Al Kaponim, I wanted to shtal zech on a few things. It says, So Rashi says over here, "Kosis hazeisim oyekoyis machteshes ve'natoichem berichayim k'doshul boishmor va'achas shahoitzi tipper shoyin machlisim berichayim v'toichnan v'Hashem Hashem yipasel noru koshel monochis." So he says the derech that they made oil is when you first crush the zayas, there's oil that comes out. In other words, the oil that's really ready to burst out. When you finish the crushing, you then grind it up, and from the guk, that's the ground up flesh of the fruit together with that has oil in it, you can get out the oil. That pasuk ki'ilu is madgish, kosis lamor. Kosla mor and not kosis lemenachis. Why is it? Lechura, anything that's a pegam or chisaron is bederach kol across the board. You don't really find distinctions. Anything that has a pegam or a psul, the menachis, it says, they used to be menape with yud gimel napis. They used to sift the flour. The Gemara gives us to understand it came out as pure as possible. So obviously there's a direction in the nyanim of karbonis of mikdash mishkan that should be totally free without any mum. So manefshach, if it's not good for menachis for mor, don't take from menachis either. I'm not aware that there was a lack of enough zaysim to go around. Besides which, I mean, I'm not technically competent to make that statement, but my assumption is, just like you were menape with Yud Gimel Napa, the flour, to get it to be free of any psoilus, I assume you could have sifted the shemen also. You're afraid of having shmarim. It says, v'entechem rechayim teshuboy shmarim. So why don't you just sift it and until it clears out? My sense is that filtering it enough times, the halacha should have been that if motzah ba afilu shmarim echad chveis or whatever of shmarim, it would be possible. and you filter it out. Here, there's a tonight a chatchila has to be like that. To contrast the lamashal wine, wine also has shmarim. There's no halacha that you squeeze out the first crop of grape juice to make wine out of it for the sachim. That there shouldn't be anything in it. It's as long as it's clear. If the piece is in it, it's a pgam, it's a chisaron. But if once it's clear, it's clear. There's a kapada here that it has to be something from the machteshes, and there can't be any shmarim in it whatsoever, even when it's manufactured. I would assume that that's the way to teach it, push it, that it has to be clear from the first point onwards. Shaila, why is there such a kapada by the mnir over here? You also find a unique feature of the menorah that was mikshachas. Everything else was chiburim of various types, tzipuyim of various types. Even interesting enough, even the aron is interesting. The aron was three aronis. It wasn't really a tzipuy, even though Pasuk calls it a tzipuy, but it was three aronis. The kpeden mitzad the pasuk of mikshachas is dafke in the menorah. Kilu there's a kpeden a dikduk in menorah that's yeser than anything else. Well, davahu. The Chazal over here, Medrash Tanchuma, brings the following inyan over here. It starts with a long. It starts with a long mimer. About a passing Shir Hashirim, it says Hinech Yofa Chay Yosi Hinech Yofa. Amar Rabbi Kiva Loya Kol Olam Kulik Kedai Kiv Shirim Shir Hashirim. And the Chazal Darshan over here, the different inyanim of Shir Hashirim, different shvachos. Lefikach Hinech Yofa Chay Yosi Hinech Yofa B'meh Be'enayich Yoinim. So it says that Klal Yisrael is mishtabach in their yoifi, and the yoifi that the mishtabach in is the einayich yoinim. What's the einayich yoinim? So he says the Sanhedrin kol aguf mahalach ha'chayinayim. Klal Yisrael goes after Sanhedrin. Ma dova acha. This is more of a famous Chazal. Ma yoina zo is called achas v'achas makeres chaloina b'sheivacha. Each one recognizes its makom. Kach yisrael k'lech v'echem min ha-talmide makes mekoimoy. Davache, einach yoinim. Ma yoina zo is mishi makeres es ben zuga eina zazim imenu. Once the person is makid, once a yoina has a certain ben zug, it's makid ben zug, it never leaves him. It's the only balchai that has loyalty. Okay, so what's it linyaneinu? So it says one more point along this line. Einayich yoinim. Omer b'yitzak. Omer kadosh baruch hu dugma shel chodoy meliyoina. Mi shemivakesh likachitim miuchaveru hu oimelei ha'eni dugmasam. Af at dugma shel chodoy meliyoina. That if you want to be meshabeach something, and you don't have any way to give a mashal, you use you say a dugma. This is a dugma. So Klal Yisrael is a dugma to a yoina. Okay, keitzad kishayneach b'teiva ma'iksiv shem. It says he sent out the oirev, then he sent out the yoina. Va'tovelo v'yoina leis erev vine alei zayis torav b'fiha. So the yoina brought an alei zayis. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Maha Yoina Hivya Oir La Oilom Af Atem Shem Shantuk Yoina Hivya Shem Zayis Vadik Van Esen here. Do you know what that Tzavi Kul Hashem? So, the Klaius was like a Yoina, just like the Yoina brought the Alei Zayis Teref Ifiho, so that means the Yoina brought Shem Zayis to the world. That's the it's bringing to the Teva. So too, Klal Yisrael should bring Shem Messiahs. It doesn't read at all. You're trying to explain. So Meila other Mishal, the Yoina is faithful to Ben Zug, Klal Yisrael is faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mashal, it's a dugme. Here we're saying, well, Rabbi Yisai, you like a Yoina. How's that? Well, the Yoina happened to bring in an Alei Zayas so which is brings Eir Leilam, so to Klal Yisrael. It's like, imagine somebody tells Reuven, you remind me very much of Shimon. I'd ask you why. He said, because you have the same approach to certain problems. You have same midas, you have some qualities. Then, okay, I understand. But if I say, he wears shoes and you wear shoes, the dogma doesn't have, it's not a tchuna of the yoina, or is it a tchuna of the yoina? And the fact that you didn't have to bring the first thing that I found was an Alei Zayas, so Klal Yisrael brings Shem Zayas for the Menorah. We haven't taken the first step to begin to understand. It's what does it mean exactly? What's the dogma? And the Lashon, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ayina Hivia Oyra La'Olam. The Yoina brought Oyra La'Olam. It's a very powerful statement. When I say somebody enlightened me, and what I mean was that he got a battery from a flashlight. It's a joke. It's not serious. And we're saying Klal is just like the Yoina. The Yoina happened to bring his eyes, and his eyes brings light. So too, Klal Yisrael brings Shem and Zayas to the Beis Hamikdash. And before we've given, there are a whole bunch of Mishalim here that are very powerful Mishalim Dugmas. It says a Yoina doesn't resist being killed, a Yoina is loyal, very, very powerful in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meant to be on the Teva of the Yoina, that we do have a Mashal. This Mashal seems to be, this is the final Mashal of Chazal, this of the Tanchuma, and this is why the Tanchuma brings it here as part of his Parasha. In the Inyan of Shem Azayas, we also find a Chazal like this. Chazal say, at the end of the first Perek Tainus and Tesvav Med Aleph, there's a bunch of drushes back and forth about, it says, Lo HaKol B'Kimel, HaKol B'Shtachavo, different things that are knowing, some is knowing to some people, some is knowing to other people. So, in other words, there's a list over here. There's Kriya Nefila, there's Kima and Ishtachava. In other words, there are milas that don't necessarily work in Kesidron, that one is Cheshvin the other, but there are some people Shayach to Kriya, some to Nefila, some Shayach to Kima, some to Ishtachava. And then it says, Omer Nachma Yitzchak, Afani Oimer, Loi Hakoyle Oira, Vole Hakoyle Simcha. Not everyone is Shayach to Oira, not everyone is Shayach to Simcha. Tzadikim are Shayach to Oira, V'yishorim le Simcha. There's two groups of Bali Maila. There is a Simcha for Tzadikim. There's Oiras for Tzadikim. The Chsiv Orzor Tzadikim, V'yishorim Oliyishorim Simcha. So you have two milas with two rewards. You have a mila called tzaddik, and his reward is erzeruah. And you have a mila of simcha of yashrus, and simcha is his reward. Let's try to understand a little bit. It's a machlokes in Rishonim. Is one cheshev in the other, and which one might be included in the other? I guess there's a Rabbeinu Yonah over here that says that tzaddik works miyira. The Medrash Shmuel in Ovis brings a Rabbeinu Yonah that a tzaddik works miyira, and a Lev works from Ava. So the mile of the tzaddik is Arzaruah. And the mile of Shalev is Simcha. And that implies, and again, it's Mahalik Sushanim, which is Cheshni Yalda. Just how Rabbeinu gets it from, the Yishalev is someone that he be'etzim is in tune with good things. He's a Yishalev. So the mitzvahs come to him in a way that resonate with him, and he's besimcha. The tzaddik is someone who accepts and does what he's supposed to do no matter what. And he has Arzeruah. So, we need to understand a little bit what are these two inyanim. What is simcha that shayach to yishalev? We understand pretty much a person who's good and what he does mitzvahs, he it resonates with his mitzias. That's mesameachim. When a person does the things he wants to do, he likes to do, he's nana from it. So there's simcha. But there is a rule at tzaddik. is the unclear part. So here we have a person who works Meira, and Oir is the rule. So let's take a look at, there's a parasha in Shoiftim. The parasha itself is a fascinating parasha, but I just want to take a look at one particular pasuk, one particular inyan. There's a maisa here, Gidon died, one of his kids was the bottom of the totem pole, Avimelech, killed out basically his brothers to take over the Melucha, except for Yosem. Yosem was left himself, and everybody seemed to like Avimelech. They were quite happy with him. So Yosem stood up on top of Agrizim, and he yelled out and let them know what he thinks of them. He says, Shim alei b'alei shchem, v'ishm aleichem alekim. He says, the trees went to look for a king, and first they asked the Zayas to be king, then they asked the Te'ena to be king, then they asked the Geffen to be king. All three of them politely refused, and they said, we're too chashiv, and we have too much good that we're doing to have time to spend with being king over you. V'ayomer kol eitzim ela otod leich atom lech leinu. Then they came to the thorn bush, basically, to be king, and he said, you need to get rid of the other ones, and now, you know, yes, I'll be king. The marshal was that they took they rejected the chshuvim, they took all the worst, fine. I want to be medayik, a parallel nekuda here. Each and every one of these trees, of the three trees that rejected them, said the following. Savayim lemazayis hechadalti es dishni. Should I stop producing? Should I stop producing my fat? And the Geffen says hechadalti es tiroishi. Should I stop producing my wine? The Zayas said, "Ashebi yichabdu alekim vanoshim," that I'm mechabdu alekim vanoshim, and the Tirus says, "Hamesameach alekim vanoshim." So the vayim lemazayis hechadalti es dishni ashebi yichabdu alekim vanoshim v'alachti lenu al ha'itzim, and the Geffen says, "Hechadalti es tiroishi hamesameach alekim vanoshim v'alachti lenu al ha'itzim." So the Shemen and the Geffen. Both of them were both the Geffen and the Shemen. Their nekuda of avchana is one is mesameach and one is mechabed. It rings that the mesameach and the mechabed should be zelumaseh with the orzerua and with the mesamche and with the mesamche leif. The orzerua certainly fits well with the Shemen, with zayis, the oirashaboy. And that would be the kavod. We'll try to understand how, what, and vis-a-vis the simcha, which is the nachas of the Geffen. The truth be said, the Gemara says that Geffen and Shemen, Geffen, both of them should have been kaveya, a bracha b'fnei atzman, because they luya kamalia. Because you're being mal of them, you're giving them some aliyah, some shvach when you process it. The difference is that Geffen has its zayin and its soyed, whereas the yayin is zayin and soyed. The shemen is not zayin and soyed. It's missing one particular element that the Geffen has, and that's why we don't make on the zayis. But al kaponim, the Gemara is saying that the two kings that stand out, every other processing we do, any other juices we make in terms of liquids, is the greyesa. If anything, it's meir de bracha. It's certainly not mala. It's called zeiba alma. It's not kaveya mitzis v'atzma. The two inyanim that Adam is kaveya out of these inyanim is Geffen and Shemen. And Betzim, for that reason alone, Shemen would have had its own bracha also, except that it's missing another key piece or so. So let's try to understand a little bit the inyan over here of the oira and the distinction between simcha, and then we'll have a little bit of a feel for this parasha over here. the emes, in terms of a person's approach to Avodas Hashem, there are two inyanim that be'etzem are mutually exclusive. And like many things that are mutually exclusive, we still need to be mizeh mizeh tanach yotcha. On the one hand, it says, the most we've seen many times, Rebbeinu B'chaya, it says, Ora she'yokem asher lo yokem es divrei Torah zois, that if a person doesn't believe and feel the to'elus that Torah has for a person, the person says, well, I don't know, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's whim, I guess I have to do it because I have to do it. The person is called, he's not being makim dvar Hashem. We explained that it's like Beloshen Kiyum Shtaris, like when you mekayim something, it means you confirm its inherent validity. It's so if a person says, I don't know, you know, they were dumped on us, the mitzvahs, what can you do? Person is over on this aura. On the other hand, you know, Loma Toiken, the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So these are the two inyanim that are be'emes, the pillars of Avodas Hashem. And the Rambam, when he lists, when he speaks about, when he stells avek, the entire Yesodei Avodah, he starts with the belief in the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an Achdus that is impossible to imagine because it's an Achdus in every way possible, externally, internally, every way possible, it's all Echad. And the next Perek is, this Gevaldik Elikim is, how do we, it's a mitzvah to La'av Oisai, and a mitzvah Lihir Oisai. So automatically already, we need the full picture is realized when you have the Ava and the Yira both enveloping each mitzvah. In some mitzvahs, one of the two is more pronounced than the other. But Ne'olam mitzvahs Ava and Yira, like the Zohar Kodesh says, it's like two wings that one doesn't work without the other one. Everything else in the guf. If a person Rachmanazan has one hand, it's usable. It's missing a lot, but it's usable. If a person only has one foot, it's still possible to hop on a foot. One wing doesn't fly anywhere. One wing is useless. So Arav and Yira train Gadfin, there are two wings, and it can only fly. It only has meaning when they both come together. The kiyum of Arav is where the person, where the mitzvah resonates within the person within. In other words, to be oyev someone or something means I need to find a nekuda within me that resonates with it. For instance, let's say I don't have a particular ava for music, and a world-famous musician is there, I can speak with Aruch and say, this person is recognized as being the greatest musician, the greatest player, this, that, the other thing. There's no meshicha, because there's no nekuda within that's in any way nimshach to it. Mashayinke, if something would resonate within me, let's say I have an appreciation, I enjoy it, so the person's magnificent performance resonates with me, and I'm nimshach to it. So the nekud of Ava is the chiyuv for a person to recognize himself as being mitzel molekim, and the mitzvahs that he does, and whatever he's mekayim comes about through a sense of identifying with it and resonating with it. Me'idach gisa. I need also to understand, like it says in Kehelas, alekim is v'shamayim, atav aretz, there's no tushtel, v'betzel molekim, but it's no shaykhis. And in as much as the person dehears that, then the person sees it mitzad, then the person dehears the yirishaboy, the kikodesh ani, kodesh kikodesh ani, the person dehears yochel kamayni, talmud loima, that there is no yochel kamayni because the bridge is infinite, the gap is infinite. And therefore, the one key of mitzvahs, mitzad yira, is the understanding of my total hispatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of these are correct, and each one its own. The two Briyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both Ave and Yira, are a toichen of something else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Briya Dugmasam. Yayin is Mesamach. When a person becomes shosu with Yayin, the person feels a certain sense of self-realization. The person becomes wrapped up with himself. You see it, because when a person drinks, he becomes a lot more, he's harder to engage, and he's a lot more living within, and emoting whatever he wants to emote. Oyer, kavod, is something that a person marks someone who's cheshiva. It says, Alekim kavdu b'urim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have oyeris, it shows, it delineates the other, it's mechabed him. If I were living in a totally dark environment, I would be completely wrapped up myself. The oyer allows me to see a much greater picture. It allows me to see the other and the others. And the more oyeris you're madlik for someone, there's the union of kavod. The union of kavod is to delineate the gap between you and the other. When I'm mechabit somebody else, I'm sort of mashpo myself. I stand up for the other person, I bow to the other person, I'm nichnat the other person. The inyanim of kavod are to underline, to underscore the distinction and the gap between you and the other. That is, those are the two briyas. Yayin is the briya, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the briya in order to bring out a certain pnim within, and b'meila yayin is mesamach l'vavenish. It brings out the person's self. Neiris are mechabed alikim v'adam. You madlik neiris in order to show the chshivas of the other, and that becomes the maila of zayis nebriya. So zayis and yayin, shemen zayis and yayin, are the two pillars of expression of av and yir. The difference is in this oira. Let's translate it into a little bit of the language of Lamaisa. This oira is something which a person, let's give an example. A person is not bright. A person doesn't think much. A person plods along, usuk in himself. Then the person is certainly living in a dark world. There's certainly no sense of kavod nechbadus. And because there's nothing other than the meal that he's eating, or the bed that he's laying on, or whatever he's doing. The seichel das and ha'ara are the inyanim that allow a person to sense the other and therefore to give kavod. If a person, let's give an example. If a young boy is told, you have to stand up, such and such a chashuv person just walked in. It's a chinuch for kavod. It's a good chinuch if it's the right person to ask for. It's definitely a good chinuch, but it's a meaningless act because the kid doesn't understand the other person. He can't do aleph beis. He can do aleph beis. He doesn't understand the chachma. Doesn't see it. Doesn't hear the gap. And b'meila, there's no sense of kavod to the other. It's a mice of alma. If a person himself is a big chacham, then he can be meirich a much, much bigger chacham. And he can be meirich him in a way that a regular person can't. It's not true that the stupider you are, the more harocha you have for the person who's smarter, in a certain sense, it's the other way around. If you yourself are very stupid, then there's no way you can have a real harocha for the other person. If you can read Aleph Beis, then whether the person knows a few psukim or chumash or drashi, or the person knows kol haTorah kol yashav hafach, it's not the same to you. So I'm saying, you hear the story, and somebody says it, and somebody says, well, no, you do the same. There's no harocha, there's no... When a person has the ha'ara of das and chachma, that's when he's able to be marich everything there is. Let's take an example, Kapha Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person is primitive, if a person is not a big bar seichel or bar das, and he lives a normal life, and there's wheat that grows, and there's water that he can drink, and this and that, how much harocha does he have for the other dimension of the Bria? What other dimension? There's this, there's that, and someone taps on the shoulder and he says, listen, where do you think it all comes from? So he gives it a second thought, shrugs his shoulders and goes on. There's nothing there. It's very dim, the harocha da kara. When a person who has das and seichel, and he says, wow, look what's in front of me. It's not a piece of bread. Look at what a piece of bread is made out of. Look at how it comes together. Look how the economy of 9 billion people interacts and works one with another and so on and so forth. The greater the ha'ara and das that the person has, the greater his shaykh of nechbadus is, and the more he's able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the la'elo la'elo. When we say every morning in Birchis Yetzer, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being mayor of the world, and that's when we say Mechadosh V'tuvi B'chol Yom Tov in Ma'aseh Breishis. It's not, if we were to ask ourselves, every morning the sun goes up, so that we should be Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. There are places where the sun Kamat doesn't go up, and yet people live, so water we should be Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. The actual pool of light is one prat, and yet the bracha is yitzah ma'iris. The answer is, and when we say, and our nusach where we add our chadash at Sin Toyer, the our chadash is not, we're going to have more lights. It's enlightenment. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens every morning with a bria of oyer, the pshat is he allows to take in everything else. The bria of chachma and das, which is oyer, is the perception that's behind everything and the opening up of a window into the beyond of the world. That's what Yetzer Hamayiris is about. So every morning there's a ha'ara of chiddush in the bria, and there's ha'ara in the bria, and that ha'ara is v'meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that ha'ara and for that ha'ara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened our eyes, and that's a sense. Every morning a person opens up his eyes, there's a new sense of taking things in, and that itself allows you to appreciate everything, to understand everything, to be oimed on something. So the bria of oyer, and that's why we spoke many times different fanim, why oyer is the first bria, because the oyer is the window into the beyond. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he first made a window to the beyond so that anyone trapped inside can at least be teifis the outside. Oyer is the bria to be teifis that which is beyond, and that in a sense is yira. Yira is my tfisa in something that is beyond. It's the etzem tfisa of the beyondness of that. So for a person who's not a Baal Nefesh, then fine, that also becomes included in the things. So just like the primitive man walks along and bumps his head in different things, and it's not much enough gemina to him whether he rubs two sticks or he flips a switch and it becomes light. It's all the same. You do something and it becomes light. So what's the difference? But when a person's eyes are opened, then he's teifis the beyond of his little dalamas, and that's where he has the oyer, and that's the tfisa of oyer and of kavod. let's go back and understand it. The that's what Chazal say, that there's not everyone is zeichet to oir and not everyone is zeichet to simcha. It might be a person is both also. It's not, I doubt that it's exclusive, that tzaddikim and yishalev, that a tzaddik's not a yishalev and a yishalev's not a tzaddik. I would hope that's not the exclusive. What it means is, mitzad tzitkis, there's or zerua, mitzad yishalev de simcha. Mitzad the fact that the person has an inner nekuda that resonates in him, he's able, he's zeicha to simcha, that creates simcha. So let's give an example. A person who's naturally very, very learned, and he likes learning, that's his mitzias. So learning is mesameach him, because that's himself, and he finds himself in it. So mitzad the yisha slave, a person who's a yosha slave, the mitzvahs of the Torah speak to him, and are mesameach him, that he's bound, and has the opportunity to live a life of things that he perceives as good. Mitzad, the fact that the person perceives there's a lekimba shemayim and atav aretz, that there's a world way beyond him, so much bigger than him, mitzad that he has the oyer zerua. So simcha is caused specifically by avas Hashem, and oyer is caused by yiras Hashem. Those are the two inyanim that Gemara is referring to. Let's go back to our parasha. In the Yoina, when a person dehairs, the midah of the Yoina, the way the general flow of the Medrash is, the midah of the Yoina is loyalty, that once it has been zugnog, there's anywhere else, a nayach Yoinim. I'd like to dehair something here. Normally, since we spoke about the midah toiv of ayin, the fact that that oyer is something where a person sees the beyond, the greater, and so on, it also can be used for the exact opposite. Moshe ma'adav adayma. Imagine somebody else is tugging. Somebody's tugging somebody else with a leash, with a string, with a cord. It can work as a two-way street. I can schlep the other person with that string or that cord or those chains. The person could possibly schlep me with those chains as well. If the other person is miskaber, so he pulls in his direction, I'm chained, he's chained, so he pulls me in the other direction. Since kavod and oyer is something, oyer is something that a person perceives as being the other. So, for a clear bardas, I should dehair that the other is my balabayas. So, if a person's eyes opens up and he sees a ritsua, he sees a leash that goes somewhere else, person realizes his hands are tied to somebody else. Let's take an example, Bilam. Bilam wasn't blind. Bilam had chalomis, because I'll say the pasuk says blind one eye, but he had visions, and he had nevuah on par with the greatest. So if somebody else, we live in chayshech, so we don't see where we're going or what we're doing. But if our eyes would open up and it would show us the hashgacha of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been leading us all along, we feel that we would become like as dasals can be, and we'd be nichna, and so on and so forth. Bilam was a step ahead of us. He said, one minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows me all along, it's important in what I do, and he's tied to me, and he's pulling the strings, but maybe I can pull the strings and pull him along. That was the way he looked at it. I'm going to pull his strings, and chas v'shalom, schlep him along. That's the modus of kishuv, that I will overpower. Yes, we're connected, there's hashgacha, but if hashgacha means he needs me, he wants me, there's a deal going on, this, that, the other thing, I can play with that. So a person can go menakotza lakotza, and from the same ha'ara, which should produce yira in a person, it can taken the other direction. A yoina, it's fascinating. For us, the ayin royan alev choymit. So a person is happily married, and a person has a very nice family, and his eyes see something else, and he runs after that and destroys his life and his family. A person has what he needs. Everything that he needs, he has. And he's living within his means, and it's fine. He walks to a place, his eyes sees 1,001 tchotchkes, and he wants them, and he buys them, doesn't need them, doesn't have the money spent, and he buys it. The halacha chayinah, like it says, so instead of the eye becoming the kli to see beyond, I fakert, whatever I see, I want to become mine. We spoke about this. Vatzadik, it says that you could see, he was shaylar in his ayin, and that's why there's no ayin hara, and so on. But the point is, the ayin can go in either direction. The yoina, it says that, the Gemara Baba says, a yoina is medada as long as it sees where it came from. As long as it can look back and see where it came from, it'll wander and not further. The yoinas, the nayach yoinim, is that the ayin becomes the chetimtze for being mischaber to sheirish and to the mocker and to where he belongs. So if a bria was blind, it would never mischaber to anything. It wouldn't go any place, wouldn't anything. If a bria has an ayin, it sees who its zivug is, and it stays loyal. It sees where it comes from, the nest that it came from, stays loyal. And if a person corrupts that ayin, then he goes for then he goes after what ain of is ra. Then the ayin wanders, and instead of it becoming the koyach of chibur to the sheirish and to the mocker, it goes someplace else. Chazal will megalat us. The mabul was the zman of the bria had become totally cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world, and it destroyed it, brought it back to Matzah of Tohu. The Yoina came back when he wanted to say the bria started anew. The Yoina came back with an Alei Zayas. He said, he didn't say the weather got better or it's now safe to go outside. He said, there's a new ha'ara. We can, the hair again, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. I can, the window's cracked open and I can see the riot that I exist, the riot that there is existence for the world, is that a light is flickered on in the distance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown himself again. That's what he was saying. He brought Oyra La'Oylam, means that it was something that he dehared the churm of the world as being the nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the opening of a crack of light as the beginning to a new bria again. That's why he brought back the Alei Zayas. That's the pshat. The shemen of all the inyanim in Avoda, the shemen zayis is the nekud of oira. It was the highest form of Avoda. The oren wasn't something that was shayach to the rest of the Mishkan. The oren was the sheirish of the oira. The oira was the bridge between the oren and the rest of the Mishkan. In other words, we don't have a tfisa in the Aron. The Aron is totally mutzna. But where do we start having a tfisa? The beginning of ha'ara is in the Aron itself. That's where it shines out. So as opposed to all other inyanim in the Mishkan, where the job was to bring something to a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, the job of the Aron was it was the beginning of a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through the venue of Ayur. And that's why it had to be without Tarevis whatsoever. And let's understand this Nakuda. Like we said before, Ayur is something very delicate because it's a bridge between me and the beyond. But which direction the bridge goes determines the Ra'at HaTov Shebo'i. Bilam had Ha'ara as much as comparable to Moshe, whatever it is, whatever darga of Ha'ara that it was comparable. And yet Bilam went around the other direction, the exact opposite. That same bridge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he flipped the sign around as one way in a different direction. In all Maisa mitzvahs, the more lishma something is, the better it is. But it's not ma'akif. The shaloi lishma is not a likuv in most things. It's a less pure, more pure, and there's no chisaron. Even let's say a person starts doing something shaloi lishma, but it slowly evolves into lishma. And that's why in menachas you could grind the wheat. When you grind wheat, it always has psilis in it, plenty of psilis, and you menap it, and the final product is good. In Oyer, if it comes, so if a person looks around, and it comes, if it, kasheicha ya'aved eini pikchim, the one thing that Chazal were makbid on is, wherever you need an ayin, wherever you need to see, if the direction is wrong, then it passes it immediately. The histaklus of someone who's a meshuchad is automatically the wrong direction. What's in it for me is taking the oira instead of for me being the whole mohus of oira is nichbadus, covet, the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is bigger than me, and my eye needs to be opened up. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and b'meila I have to follow. Instead, the way it opened up is what's in it for me. I'm being offered X amount for this. How do I trade inyan to fit me? To fit my interests. So the pagam is in the etzem mohus. In every other avodah, like the Rosh Chaim says, in all mitzvahs, lishma is a big mila. But shalei lishma is, it's a psoilus on the outside. So just like when you have white flour with a lot of little pieces, you filter out the pieces because it's not the white flour itself that's pogum. In shemen and in oira, because that's the etzem mohus of it, it's pogum. It's something that obviously, the bigger person is, these in Yonim are more critical. But let's take the Inyan, let's apply it to ourselves in two dargas. The first darga is to understand that if a Beis HaMikdash is dark, if a Mishkan is dark, then there hasn't been made a chibur to the Aron at all. The Aron is something which is the Sheirish, but the Hechetimtzah, since the Aron itself is Gonuz, not Gonuz, it's Mutzla in the Aron in the Mishkan, there's no Kesha to it. What's my Kesha to a closed room? The answer is because there's a shaft of light that illuminates it. The Bria of Eir is Mechaba, what was before Bracious, which is beyond our knowledge, understanding, comprehension, and therefore meaningless to us as such. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoots an oyer, then we comprehend it. There's a reason, one of the reasons why the Balei Chochma Pnim called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanhagis Oyeris is because once we're able, they are Hagdoris that allow us to see past where we are. And therefore that inyan, and therefore those, that's the first, that's the aleph base. A person needs to ask himself, if a person wants to ask himself, how much is he being matzliach? He needs to ask himself, I'm doing right things, I'm doing good things, but is there a ha'ara occasionally? Is there some sense that it opened up a window to a much bigger world, to a world beyond, whether it's in terms of Hatava, in terms of Ruchnius versus Chomrius, in many different things. That light is the critical piece of connection to the Lefnai Lefnim. And as a person gets bigger, and as a person becomes, we even though we maybe none of us will ever become Dayanim, but there are so many decisions that we make in every moment about what we should do. Certain people with families, with children, people have wider achrayis. A person needs to understand that shaloi lishma or sheichat is a critical, it's a fatal psul in that area. That's what the pasuk says. Kosis lemar v'lekosim nachos. Grinding, when a person grinds up the etzem pulp, the zayis, and extracts the oil from it, the person is making a statement, but etzem, the oil and the pulp are one and the same. But the pulp itself can be made, can be mitukin somehow to get the oil. When a person's kaisesh, he basically is saying, like we'll paraphrase the Gemara's Lashon Ksubis, that it's mifkit pocket. The oil happens to be contained in a zayas. It's almost as if the zayas would be a bag with oil in it. So I just pop the bag, the oil comes out. So I deher the oil as being separate. It's not something, someone's told me recently, someone's told me a statement that shook me. There was a Chashmi Ingerman, a Bentayr had been sitting on for years, and a relative of his asked him to do something in Mominus that was less than Yashrus. And the person said in a very nice way, I'm sorry, but I signed the contract, I made a kinyan, there's no halachic reason for me to get out. I can't get out. There's no way I can get out. Whatever the problem, it's not important. To which this cousin, an older person, Hamish a person supposedly, said, I don't understand you. You're learning so many years and you still haven't figured out how to get out of things and dreidels, and what's the learning for? And the person, I think, was serious when he said it. The person thought over to me, certainly felt that way. And it's a pagam. If a person, that's his initial approach to it, then he lives in choshech. And he'll always be in choshech. There's nothing but his own satisfaction. So yes, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a powerful player, but you got to know how to play him. That's what it becomes. If you know how to play it right, you can get the kula you want, you can get the hefta you want, you can be matter with kanshri, with can time him. It's an incredible in the perspective of oyer, to understand that the oyer is be'etzim part of the zayas is strafing it. That's what it says. It's not a pagam. If the oil itself is now clear, just like Lamashal, if the shtickle Torah itself, one of the mises they wrote about Rabbi Yashuv was he had a very, very strong kvias about how much time he learns a day. A dayan came to discuss with him a shayla, and he said his approach to the inyan. And he'd spent quite a lot of time with Rabbi Yashuv. Rabbi Yashuv took the time he spent with the dayan and didn't take it off his chashm of learning, which many times he did. And he said, I have to be mashim that hour and a half. And so I asked him, but he spoke of learning. He said, he was telling me what he thinks. He wasn't telling me what he thinks the Torah says. And b'meila, he says, it was not a liba de emes mitzad the person, and b'meila, it's not Torah. But it's important to understand a lot of things we deal with in many areas need a certain das, a certain aris das. And a person needs to understand that in this piece, it's critical that that if it's not coming, if he doesn't deher that the das is bigger than himself, and that he's asking a shayla not how can I do something, but what's the oyer ha'emes, and what's up there, not what's down here, then the person is missing it. And b'meila, in a certain sense, the kina could, and that's why possibly it's impasha tetzava, because this has to shalzach to the person. The other kelim are objective. The shem azayis, just like the begodim, have to fit the kohen. It has to be k'midosoi, and they can't be nechtzitza. It's something that fits the person. The ha'ara is something that has to shalzach to the person, but not from the person, but to the person. And the way to assure it is, if a person learns, if a person's shemen that he starts with is not coming from the nitty gritty of the zayas, but it's the hair that it's above it all, and it's aligned to see beyond it, then the person can be have some sense that possibly he's really seeing outside of himself and not shining a spotlight on himself. And the person can, and besides the simcha for the Yishra Lev, a person can also be zeicha too. It's the mitzvahs that a person is naturally inclined to that comes with simcha. But the schia for the Ur Zeruah is dacha for the person that's doing things because he recognizes that there's a great world beyond him, and that each ha'ara itself is a window into that world and a bridge to that world. Chavis. Thank you.